Who's crying? It happens to me at the worst possible times. Scary situations, situations fraught with anger, touching moments, painful injuries, sad times, happy times, unexplainable times. Lately, a little bit every day, I get overcome with emotion and I start to well up. Sometimes it's public, although lately it hasn't been public at all, right? Unless I'm here doing something. But other times it's while I'm watching TV or reading a book. As often I have no idea when I'm going to well up, but I do. And I look, I'm not crying, you're crying. You know, sometimes I can swallow deeply and suppress the tears that are about to flow. I know why I do that. I don't like to feel out of control. I'm sure I've heard enough times in my life the garbage about real men don't cry. It really is garbage. Harmful, life-sucking garbage. Generations of people have been taught that emotions were to be hidden and that tears were a sign of weakness. In the church, in business, in politics, in school, on the playground, everywhere, tear shaming. We're in a time of societal shift, and there needs to be a societal shift in that. There needs to be a church shift in that. Tears, laughter, emotional expressions are part of being a human. So please let the tears flow. Let your laughter be bold. Raise your hands during a time of great uplift. Clap your hands when you just have to. I've said so many times at memorial services too, cry and laugh boldly. No tear shaming. See, when I don't hold it in, when I don't try to suppress the tears, it's marvelous. It's refreshing. If I can get past the embarrassment and uncomfortable feelings I have about crying, well, it is a marvelous, refreshing thing. I'm not saying that I've always been successful. I'm not saying I'll ever get better at it. But when I don't try to suppress the tears, it's good. It's refreshing. It's life-giving. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. It was early on the first day of the week. It was still dark outside. She discovered that the stone had been rolled away, and she ran and told Peter and John that Jesus was gone, and she didn't know where the body was. Peter and John ran to the empty tomb. John ran faster. And it wasn't a competition, although the writer of John thought it was necessary to indicate that maybe it was a competition. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. They saw, they believed, they didn't understand exactly what had happened, and then they went back to their homes. But Mary didn't leave. She just stood there. I know that two angels came and asked her why she was weeping. I know that at some point in the conversation with them, she realized that she was talking to Jesus and that he was alive. And I am sure that Mary still stood weeping. I've tried in the past to put it into words, the emotions that Mary was feeling on that first Easter morning. She stood weeping. Weeping because Jesus is dead and I don't know where they took his body and it's gone and Peter and John just came and looked and then they left and I'm confused and I'm angry and lost. And even after she noticed that Jesus was there with her, I'm weeping because you weren't here and now you're here. I'm weeping because I'm thrilled and I'm confused and I'm angry and I'm grateful and I'm shaking and this is just too much. It's really you. You're alive. Today we celebrate. Today we still stay at home. Today we still weep. Lots of emotions run through Easter. Every one of them is legitimate. It's a legitimate reaction to this powerful, extraordinary day. Experience them boldly. Laugh, dance, smile, breathe deep, cry. They're all good. But Mary stood weeping. Amen.